Any questions and answers? Can you just direct them to Willie, please?
Exactly. The 9/11 Commission never investigated. We believe that that was part of the planting of the explosives in the building. You have access to the building, basement. A lot of people say it would have taken a huge amount of explosives to bring the building down, which is not true. The building came down at free fall speed, basically. You needed, I'm not an expert on explosives. Right? One thing I have to clarify, that I was just a janitor, but I have experts coming from all over the world, and say you only need certain explosives on the core levels to bring the building down. What I believe was that that's exactly what they were trying to do on the basement itself. They wanted to weaken that structure to bring it faster when they plane hit, but it never happened. That failed. So, you know, to tell you exactly what was going on there, I don't know.
It's great to hear you speak the second time.
Can you speak up?
Yeah, it's great to hear you speak. It's the second time you've been in London, or perhaps it's the third time. And again, it's just wonderful hearing you speak. You've spoken, you know, for 2-3 years like this now. And what amazes me is that there's so little press coverage of a story like this. It's better than a Hollywood script.
Absolutely.
And there's so little press coverage. So I want to pose a question. This is not to William, but I want to turn the question just at random. Okay, in addition to random studying. We spent, you know, from the minute we heard you were going to be here, we were very excited. We said, great, we've got William here. And instead of a bunch of us meeting and saying, you know, we think 9/11 was an inside job, you know, we've got somebody who's incredible, an eyewitness, a bona fide guy. I mean, you had a job for 20 years, you're a simultaneous translator, you're a magician. This is somebody you really can't knock. I mean, you put William on a polygraph test and say, this guy is telling the truth, no interview. Well, you know, we've sent messages out to Associated Press, we've called individual papers, we just called all around, local paper, Camden paper. And I just want to throw a random question out here. You know, is there anybody from the press here today? And if so, are you going to cover this?
No.
Where the hell are you? Where the hell are you independent?
We need to protest.
Yeah, we need. Let's support William. And I'm right. I'm going to say tomorrow, every single one of you, pick up the phone, call the fucking independent, and say, you idiots. They are idiots. Let me tell you a story. You know, William, I'm sure you must have heard about Alexander Litvinenko. He died. He was a Russian spy. He was a top Russian spy.
That actually makes it more significant, my visit here, because of what happened to the Russian spy. Yesterday I spoke, and it was an honor to speak at the Global Peace and Unity Conference, where they have 22,000 Muslims. And when I told them what happened, it really made a difference, because they know, like I know, that I am a target. I am a target. Just to interject on what you're saying, I went to Venezuela to ask for support for a reopening of the investigation. Venezuela. While I was there, an FBI agent who does not have jurisdiction in Venezuela went asking for the guest list of the hotel where I was staying. And I found out, I did an interview on TV. It was heard by the president of the National Assembly. He commanded me to go to the National Assembly, the palace, and he said, the reason we are calling you is that, number one, we check you out. Our intelligence check you out, 100%. And we believe in what you're saying. Number two, we believe that you are a target, and your own government, because of the relationship that they have now with Venezuela, will do a hit on you to make us embarrassed. Make an embarrassment of us. And say, look, they killed Rodriguez in Venezuela. So what we're going to do, we're going to protect you. And they put 5 bodyguards to protect me while I stay in Venezuela for a month doing presentations. And that was one of the pictures that we have here. So the situation with the Russian spy It's just a message. It's a message to any activist that you could be quiet any way they want. But guess what? So like I was talking to one of the imams and Shah Youssef. Yes. Very famous and lovable guy said, and again, I'm not a Muslim. But the Muslim community have embraced the mission. And he said that while you go with the truth, you will be protected. You will be protected. Because your truth is more powerful than whatever they want to do to you. And they say they kill you. Your truth will continue. And here, maybe they didn't cover it. But in other countries, I went to Malaysia. On TV every single day. I reached 500 million. 500 million viewers around the world on September the 11th this year. We did, and the numbers came out from Leo Burnett, a company that does the numbers for all the television stations around the world. Because we did specials for Germany. Spiegel TV. Channel 3 in Germany. We did Radio Televisión Italiana. RAI in Italy. We did Korea, 2 television stations. I'm talking about RAI has 32 million viewers on that program. Spiegel magazine, another viewers, I'm sorry. Univision, Christina Show, 27 million viewers. Venezuela, Chile, Mexico, France. I mean, everywhere. We did a whole week and a half of recordings for 9/11 to be shown that day, and we reached that amount of people. So they know. And we put family members. And the reason that I'm able to do this is because I have the blessing of those family members. Because they, number one, they cannot talk. Most of them received the federal compensation fund, which was the money that was paid out to them so they could be quiet. They didn't know. But by receiving a $1.2 million for the death of your loved ones, you were not able to sue the government, the airline industry. It was a bailout. The Port Authority, no agency whatsoever. And people were induced to take that money. And I was one of the guilty ones that went on TV. Go to my website. My website is 911keymaster.com. 911keymaster.com. And you will see the commercials that I did on TV calling for people to do that. They're all there. You will see the videos of my encounter with Felipe David. You see the guy totally burned. No, all the families question the official story. All the families, not only the Jersey girls. But the problem is the grieving process. 5 years after 9/11, we're still suffering. Our wounds are open. They are not politically or they're not activists. They're not involved in that level because they're still dealing. Remember, only 1,000 people receive body fragments of their loved ones. We found body fragments, human remains, 3 weeks ago. And when we asked for the construction to be stopped, what did they do? They brought 17 trucks to put cement on ground zero. They covered all the evidence. It's on the news. Don't take my word for it. It's there.
Oh, on Rick Siegel's film, yes, that he took about 2 miles away.
Uh-huh.
About 10 seconds before each building falls, you see the explosions at the basement.
Yes.
Now, you obviously heard of basement explosions earlier on, but were you also aware of explosions in the basement
after,
before the towers fell?
No, because I was on the stairwell. Remember, I was opening doors, I was bringing the person in the wheelchair down. I did hear an explosion before the South Tower collapsed.
but I don't feel that it was from that explosion that was shown in the film.
So just before you dive underneath the fire truck, what about then? You weren't aware of anything at that moment?
At that moment, all you hear is a huge boom that never ends. And as a matter of fact, when the tower fell, I have one of the clips that I received from NBC that was shown only once. That is, when the tower falls down, you see an explosion going up. You see this puff of smoke going up, totally different. The tower is a gray smoke going down, and this is a white puff of smoke coming up.
Hi, William. It's nice to hear you.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to meet you again. William, I have a list of questions I would like to ask. They're all pertinent questions, but to what actually happened. First of all, I would like to ask you, how old are the buildings? Secondly, what's the distance to building L? You alluded to the fact that in Colombia are being targeted by Bush and Blair. Blair is conducting clandestine operations against the indigenous Indians in Colombia because of they want to put the gas pipeline. And actually, which brings me to the next comment.
I don't think anyone at the back can hear you.
Well, I beg your pardon, sorry.
I repeat some.
Well, let's just concentrate on the water center one.
Yes. Following the 9/11 event, there was a letter of remorse or condolence or whatever from Yasser Arafat and Saddam.
Correct.
But they were not held to be genuine. And
correct.
For that reason, both the Palestinians and the Iraqis, I speak as an Iraqi,
yes,
we have suffered the consequence that
we
were not genuine.
I agree. Yasser Arafat gave the condolences. I said it was an atrocity that happened on American soil. We did, yes, I agree with you.
No mention of that in any of the press. No one in the West is aware of it.
It was presented, the condolences.
Yes.
But it was mocked as being unsincere.
Of course, yes.
And not by the victims, again, or not the families. By the government.
What is not evident to everybody around the world that Osama bin Laden never had any love
for Saddam.
Saddam.
Correct.
Yes. He was a Wahhabi financed,
yes,
and the Saudis are all the full story about them.
I would like
to please ask you as an engineer. You have alluded to the fact that in the second floor, basement number 2, where the generator was, all the pumps, all the chillers,
yes,
all the air conditioning, everything. Obviously, all the beams are exposed in that level because in the other levels they will be
covered
up. Yes. Were they treated with a fire retardant material,
Yes. The whole complex was treated with a fire retardant.
So that puts a whole lie to the fact that it was burnt and demolished and went into
Correct, I agree. One more question, because we have more people.
Yeah, no. 3 more questions, please. The box girders, the frames of the box girder, the whole frame, makes it impossible for the building to
come down,
to collapse like a pancake, as a way it is.
It should have gone to the side or...
That's right, or sway to one side or the other. Vis-a-vis what happened in Madrid. It did not collapse. A fire there did not collapse the building. I would like some answers to those questions.
Well, that's not a question. That's actually a fact.
Yes.
That's a fact. The Madrid fire on the Windsor Hotel was 72 hours. Not 48 hours like many people have put on the internet. 72 hours, a steel frame building. Very intense. The building is still standing. It did not collapse. The same thing happened in Caracas, Venezuela. Huge fire, skyscraper. The beef did not melt. They said that because of the fuel burned at 2,700 degrees, which is a lie, because diesel fuel burns at 1,600 degrees. It did not happen. It couldn't happen because one of the pictures that also we had was that famous picture of the lady on the hull of the impact screaming for help. If that was so intense, that lady would have been dead because there was not even oxygen due to the fire. I'm sorry?
Who was the FBI person that you mentioned, head of the FBI or something, and why did that person tell him the truth?
Oh, the guy is Ted Gunderson.
Right.
Former chief of the Western region of the FBI. Ted, if anybody wants to write it and check on the internet, Ted Gunderson.
How do you spell it?
Gunderson.
Why did he tell him the truth?
Because he believed that I'm doing the right thing, and he felt comfortable that I was going to expose it the right way, and he retired from the FBI.
Do you have plans to visit UK media organizations? And would it be a good idea to take a
lunch
with you tomorrow?
Well, I have plans to do. I'm here till Saturday, and we'll try to do as much as we can in the limited time that we have available. Ali and the whole UK group will put together an agenda to go and target as many possible locations as we can while I'm here. And I will work nonstop to actually help this cause and to open everybody's mind to Armenia. Like I said again, we work on donations. I have not received a salary since 9/11. I have a DVD that I will be selling later on in the back. And if anybody wants to sign, find whatever you want to donate, please do, because really, I'm still same clothes, you go on the internet, look at all the pictures. But the only way I can do this for free, because that's exactly what I do, I speak for free all over the world, bringing this information because the family deserves it. And please help. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Some people have come out that there was blue screen technology used to fake the planes, which is something that we do not agree with, because I have so many witnesses that saw the planes going inside the building, hitting the towers, and I have also many of the interviews available, but we are trying to get as many information as possible to put together a DVD to give to the community, and we're working on that as we speak. But I always, and please understand, I don't, like I said before, I am an eyewitness. And I am a person that have experience already with what happened and the intelligence behind it, because I'm part of it. But I will not talk about something that I don't know of. I wasn't outside the building. Personally, I did not see the planes. I was inside, affected by the events. But I could tell you of the allegations, but I will not say that's exactly what happened, because I don't have the eyewitnesses here that saw that. And to protect my integrity, it's better that I stay with my personal experience, because that's actually, I mean, like I said, we have an agent here. There's an agent inside this place. There's somebody inside this place that is an infiltrated agent to find out exactly what I'm talking about. You know it. He's right here. He's listening to the whole thing. He's going to go report. But it's the same story that I've been saying from day one. My story haven't changed. If you want to do that, buddy, go on the internet, pull the information, and it's right there. Your report is there. Right? And it's not going to stop me from talking. I have a mission. And the truth will continue.
here. David Shiler, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just here just to shortly say, look, it's obviously cost a lot of money to arrange this, to hire the hall and so on. And if we want to carry on doing this good work and having excellent speakers and guests like William here, we need money to fund it, basically. Nobody in the 9/11 Truth Movement is in this for the money, but we certainly need to have the resources to be able to advertise events, to be able to hold these events, and to be able to go and lobby journalists and ensure that people in the Middle East are not killed in future. It's only by getting this information out, obviously, we can stop another 9/11 or another 7/7. So we're asking you to donate generously. We have buckets coming round. I hope that people can dip in their pockets at least a fiver.
We've got DVDs here.
We've got DVDs for sale with Belinda at the back. But if people could at least give a fiver each, if you can't afford that, please give what you can afford. But I think we'll all agree that if we need to have more inspiring speeches like this, we need the funds to do it. So thank you. One more thing as well, an email address is if you want more information and want to join the Truth Revolution. There's no more noble calling than standing up for the truth. I ask people here as well who've been in left-wing organisations or are in left-wing organisations to spread this truth to those organisations. People like Stop the War, who don't seem to want to stop the war by exposing 9/11. Let's try and put it on their agenda as well. Any other organisations you belong to, any political party or trade union, make sure they have it on their agenda. This is the most important issue of the modern era. And please don't think you can start doing something about this in 5 years' time. The way we are going now is going to be far too late. So I ask you to dip in your pockets and give your effort now, please. Thank you.